This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Nicole, the storm, is blamed for at least three deaths after it rolled through Florida. Now it's moving through Georgia on its way up the East Coast to New England. What will you likely see if you live on the East Coast? The National Hurricane Center's David Zielinski.
The biggest threat is going to continue to be rain and associated flooding, which could affect really a large portion of the eastern United States.
This is Veterans Day, and although the Commander-in-Chief Joe Biden has been traveling to Egypt for the UN Climate Conference, First Lady Jill Biden is at the White House, where she's been holding a Veterans Day breakfast, announcing new support for children who live with wounded service members and veterans. Vice President Kamala Harris will be at Arlington National Cemetery on this Veterans Day. So what about the midterm election results? The AP's Donna Warder.
Georgia Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican candidate Herschel Walker are back to campaigning. Tuesday's election results put Warnock just ahead of Walker and just below the 50% needed to avoid a December 6th runoff. Control of the U.S. House and Senate remained in the air on Friday morning, with votes being counted in a number of states. In both Arizona and Nevada, races for senator and governor are still being decided.
Moscow says it still sees the strategic Kherson region of Ukraine as part of Russia, even though it just finished pulling its troops out of the area that includes the city of Kherson. It's been called a humiliating development for Russia. Elon Musk is warning Twitter employees to brace for difficult times ahead that might end with the collapse of Twitter if they can't find new ways of making money. Musk is ordering them to stop working from home and show up in the office immediately. Most Twitter employees have been working remotely. This was Musk's first company-wide message to employees. This is AP News. A noose was discovered at the Obama Presidential Center construction site in Chicago.
The firm building the Obama Presidential Center suspended operations Thursday after a noose was found at the Chicago site, and it offered a $100,000 reward to help find who was responsible. Lakeside Alliance, a partnership of black-owned construction firms, said it reported the incident to police. Former President Barack Obama's foundation also released a statement calling the discovery a shameless act of cowardice and hate designed to get attention and cause division. The center is slated to open in 2025. I'm Norman Hall.
A judge in Scotland ruled this morning that a man who has spent almost a year fighting extradition to the U.S. is Nicholas Rossi, a fugitive alleged to have faked his own death to escape rape allegations. He denies being Rossi. He says he is an Irish orphan who has never been to the U.S. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.